Biology 1 Revision, Part 7, Genetic Variation and Its Control. The information that results in plants and animals having similar characteristics to their parents is carried by genes, which are passed on in sex cells, known as gametes, from which the offspring develop. The nucleus of a cell contains chromosomes. Chromosomes carry genes that control the characteristics of the body. Different genes control the development of different characteristics of an organism. Differences in the characteristics of different individuals of the same kind may be due to differences in the genes they have inherited, genetic causes, the conditions in which they have developed, environmental causes, or a combination of both. There are two forms of reproduction. Sexual reproduction, the joining fusion of male and female gametes. The mixture of genetic information from two parents leads to a variety in the offspring. Asexual reproduction, there is no fusing of gametes and only one individual is needed as the parent. There is no mixing of genetic information and so no genetic variation in the offspring. These genetically identical individuals are known as clones. New plants can be produced quickly and cheaply by taking cuttings from older plants. These new plants are genetically identical to the parent plant. Modern cloning techniques include tissue culture, using small groups of cells from part of a plant, so like taking cuttings, embryo transplants, splitting apart cells from a developing animal embryo before they become specialized, then transplanting the identical embryos into host mothers, or adult cell cloning. This is the one that comes up most often. The nucleus is removed from an unfertilized egg cell, becomes an enucleated egg. The nucleus from an adult body cell, e.g. a skin cell, also known as a somatic cell, is then inserted into the egg cell. An electric shock then causes the egg cell to begin to divide to form embryo cells. These embryo cells contain the same genetic information as the adult skin cell. When the embryo has developed into a ball of cells, it is inserted into the womb of an adult female to continue its development. In genetic engineering, genes from the chromosomes of humans and other organisms can be cut out using enzymes and transferred to cells of other organisms. Genes can also be transplanted to the cells of animals, plants, or microorganisms at an early stage in their development so that they will develop with desired characteristics. New genes can be transferred to crop plants. Crops that have had their genes modified in this way are called genetically modified crops, or GM crops. Examples of genetically modified crops include ones that are resistant to insect attack or herbicide. Genetically modified crops generally show increased yields, otherwise why bother doing it? Concerns about GM crops include the effects on populations of wildflowers and insects, and uncertainty about the effects of eating GM crops on human health.